this, a call rang out across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
It is so good to be back in the halls of the best in political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries, Central Florida's favorite voice at Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. I'm Blair Adams, and boy, I had a treat on Monday when I met one of our favorite listeners, Sherry from Castleberry, who was wearing one of our T-shirts. She's a lovely woman, and folks, you may see others wearing those shirts. I'll tell you what. Gosh, President Obama is sure looking tough now. 600 men, probably unarmed, enough money to build a small shopping center, and the promise he may get even tougher. Ooh, he might build a mall. Ooh, speaking of mall, our host is the best of them all, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you so very much, Blair Adams.
Play on words.
Glad to have you back in the driver's seat tonight.
Ooh, missed
you,
it, Chris.
There you go. I know you did. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us in Drive Time. We are the American Adversaries, coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios on AM 660, The Answer. And don't forget, for the best in Mercury Free dentistry, call my friend Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3333. And we got a big show lined up for you today. Nostra Dennis is going to be joining us a little bit later on. We got a lot of great stuff to talk to him about. But I want to introduce somebody to you tonight. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this person because he's a new sponsor of our show, which makes him royalty around here. You know, I brought on this week Scott Miller. We brought on of My Liberty Threads. Mm-hmm. And we started running his commercials Monday. And I hope you take advantage of that. $3 off those T-shirts, each T-shirt that you order from MyLibertyThreads.com. If you enter the AAR 2014 code, and that's all capitals, AAR 2014. And please take advantage of that because, as I said the other day, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do this show without sponsors. We're not employees of the station. We are business people, and Blair and I are partners. And
that's why we can say what we do, Chris.
That's right. We buy the airtime from the station here, and then it's up to us to come up with the money to pay for it. And we need sponsors in order to make all that happen. And we need your help because our sponsors don't want to sponsor us if it doesn't do them any good. You know how it works, folks. If you support our sponsors, they support us. Pasquale Barb has been with us for 3 years, Cafe Positano, over 3 years now. And that's highly unusual in this business. And it's because he appreciates us, but it's also because you folks go to Cafe Positano. So, and you buy cruises from Mary Lee at Vacation Travel Planners. And you're taking
inspections, home inspections.
You're taking advantage of Aubrey Kahn.
Saving money.
Foundation home inspections. Absolutely. We appreciate that. We appreciate all of that. You're buying Roxy Pacifics. We appreciate that, too.
Lots of it, too.
And so I'd like you to support our new sponsor because he's got some great stuff and can save you a lot of money. And so I'd like to welcome to the American Adversaries team, David Levitt of Refresh Computers. David, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Larry, for having me on. I'm really happy and proud to be a sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. This is so exciting for me. I love listening to you guys every day. which is one of the reasons I decided to advertise with you folks.
And we appreciate it.
I believe in a lot of what you're talking about, and most of what you're talking about anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And I love Cafe Positano's.
Well, and folks, when
it's
you
part of the deal.
When you do meet David, you'll be a little bit shocked because he does not look like the normal computer geek. He does not have the little thing in his pocket. He doesn't have the broken glasses. He's got a pretty cool looking goatee there. So, but no, we've talked computer before, which I'm really ignorant on, and you folks are awesome. You do a lot, too.
That's right, and we're going to get down, we're going to spend a good part of the first part of the show today talking about Refresh Computers. Actually, Refresh Computers is just one of the businesses that David has, where he has things to offer for you. So we're going to kind of go down the list. He'll tell you about his businesses, what they have to offer, and then the second half of the show, we'll get back to our regular fare, if you will, and David's going to sit around and participate in that. David's going to take advantage, just like Pasquale does, just like Aubrey does, Aubrey Kahn. They come in. They become a part of our show. They become a part of the American adversaries, and they express their views too. And that's how it works the best. And I think you folks are going to enjoy it. Now, David's been on our show before. He was in here in the capacity of representing the Libertarian Party of Seminole County.
That's correct.
And so David and I are going to find agreement on some things, and as he said, we'll disagree on others. I consider myself a conservatarian, and I think that there are a lot of people out there like me that find some things desirable from the conservative ideology, and there are some things desirable from the libertarian ideology. And to me, they're one and the same, really, when you get down to it. I think that the libertarianism is at the root of conservatism.
I actually believe that wholeheartedly, Chris. You're absolutely right, because if you look at it, if you look at what the Libertarian Party stands for, if you go out to lpf.org, that's the Libertarian Party of Florida, by the way, and you can go there and look at the issues and look at where they fall on all the different issues, and I bet you most of the people listening to this radio show will go, yep, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me.
In a lot of ways.
That's what I did.
You know what I am afraid a lot of people associate you with, though, is when they think of a total libertarian attitude, it's almost the anarchist.
Right.
You know, where nothing, it's just you get to do whatever you want, nobody can tell you what to do, period, and everyone's
like
afraid
that.
Of that.
Yeah, and that's one reason why David wanted to be a part of the show, and one reason why I wanted him to be a part of the show, to dispel some of those misconceptions, those myths, if you will, about libertarianism. So we're going to work on that over the weeks and months, as David is a sponsor of our show. In the meantime, once again, as I said, you know, for this really to work, and we want it to work for David as well, I'd like you folks to, as you have the desire to purchase what he has to offer, try his business out. Now, I want to go down the list, starting with Refresh Computers.
Yeah.
Refresh Computers. Tell us what's that all about, David?
Well, Refresh Computers is a chain of computer stores that I started about 7 years ago. And these stores are stocked full of name brand refurbished computers. So there's Dell, HP, Lenovo, even Apple computers are in these stores. And what we do is we don't sell what I call Frankenstein machines. These are the, you know,
that's where everybody's going right now, it seems like.
The typical mom and pop machines where they order all the parts, they put together this computer and they sell it. You know, we typically don't do that. We will make custom computers for people that need these, you know, big muscle machines that some people require. But our computers are, again, mostly Dell, HP, and Lenovo, and Apple. We are a Microsoft registered refurbisher, which allows us to put a licensed copy of Windows 7, which you can't buy a new computer today with Windows 7.
Right, yeah.
To the refurbisher program, they only let you put Windows 7. They won't let us put Windows 8 on them yet, which is a good thing. I don't want to put Windows 8 on these computers just yet. If you have a computer with Windows 8 and you're ready to throw it against the wall, you know what I'm talking about.
I have a phone like that.
So our computers come with a fresh copy of Windows 7, and we can do Windows 7 Home or Windows 7 Professional for those businesses that are on servers and stuff like that. And, Chris, we have not only residents that come in and buy these computers from us, and I'm talking about computers that are, you know, a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years old.
Yep.
You can get a nice dual-core processor machine, a Dell or an HP right now, with a 17-inch LCD monitor, keyboard, and mouse for $199. I mean, where else can you get that?
And you have laptops starting at the same price.
We have laptops starting at the same price. And as a matter of fact, we have some netbooks right now from HP, the little HP netbooks. Yeah. They're like $139 right now.
Wow.
It's on special.
You cannot beat that.
No, you can't.
Dave, can you explain that refurbished part? What are we talking about here?
Well, we take the machines in. We go through over 1,000 machines a month. And now,
are these returns? Are these people that...
That's a very good question.
Drop them on the concrete?
No, what we do is we have contracts with... This is a business line, a model that I developed back in 2001.
Okay.
We used to wholesale the computers in big lots to dealers up until about 7 years ago when I decided, hey, we can get more for these if we just sell them in a retail store.
Okay. You know?
So that's why I started Refresh Computers. But... Well, we get these in from government entities, universities across the state, corporations. There's a lot of corporations that we deal with. Sears is our customer. Bright House is a customer.
These are people that are upgrading?
They're either upgrading or they're closing down an office or moving an office.
Right.
And, you know, so we get in all these computers, and not just computers. We get in all kinds of stuff, and I'll get into that a little bit later.
Yep.
But the computers that we get in, we go through about 1,000 or so a month, probably more like 1,200 to 1,500 a month. And out of those, there's probably a good 300 or so that end up in the retail stores, because the rest of them are just, quite frankly, just not retail worthy.
Right.
You know.
All right.
And those get responsibly recycled to another division of our company, which is our recycling company.
Now, we're coming up on a break, but real quickly, do you offer services to people who buy these computers from you?
Full service shop. So we have 7 vehicles that are driving around Central Florida all day long.
Yeah, I see them around.
Yeah, we can come to your home or your business. We can manage your servers in your business. We can manage your
computers. Where are you based?
Computers. We have 3 locations. One is in Longwood. One is near University of Central Florida. It's on the intersection of Alafaya Trail and University Boulevard, right behind the Applebee's there.
Right, that big intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one in Longwood is right between Ronald Reagan Boulevard and 1792 on 434.
And folks, we've been telling you about that location because you can go there to pick up the vote no to the Seminole County sales tax signs
there.
And flyers.
You can't get them at the UCF store because that's in Orange County.
Right, right.
And we have another location up in the Lady Lake area of the Villages, right off of Highway 441. So
that's
all three
great.
Highly successful stores.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a lot more with David Levitt when you come back. And by the way, if you want to give him a call at Refresh Computers, the Longwood location, 407-478-8200 is that number. And don't forget, if you're a Seminole County resident, you can stop by for free, pick up some yard signs and some flyers, vote no about the Seminole County sales tax. And David's got some interesting tales about that we'll be talking about too later on. So please don't go away. And away we go. That's right, folks. We are the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams is back in the saddle with us today. And we have our brand new sponsor with us today. And looking forward to working with David over the months and years ahead.
Absolutely.
David Levitt of Refresh Computers is with us today. And we've been talking about Refresh Computers. And Refresh Computers is a great place where you can go and you can shop for a refurbished computer, a laptop, full blown system, great prices, biggest selection around. And do you take trade-ins if somebody has a computer?
No, actually we don't.
Okay.
And there's a big reason for that. We never have and never will.
Why is that?
Because I don't know where it came from.
Okay. Our
computers all come from, like I said earlier, corporations and government entities. I know where they come from. I don't have to worry about it. You know,
about what's in there.
What's in there, if it was stolen or whatever.
Yeah, yanked out of somebody's house.
So you don't know. So, no, we do not take any, absolutely none.
Okay.
Zero trade-ins for that reason.
All right. Good answer. All right. And but, folks, you will find the best prices. And I'm heading over there myself to check out those laptops starting at $199, man. You can't beat that. And I don't need a brand-new computer. I mean, I'm practically computer illiterate. I mean, what do I – most people don't need the off-the-shelf stuff because it's way over – not I'm not going to say over their heads, but it's way more than what they need.
Absolutely. It is a lot more than what they need. And what's an interesting thing that happened is, you know, remember processing speed was doubling
every
years? You don't hear that anymore because that's just not happening now.
Right.
And one of the reasons it's not happening is not necessarily because the capability is not there. It's because the cost to make that processor double that speed now over last year is so extravagant. It's so much.
And unless you're a scientific research organization or something, you really don't need to keep doubling that speed.
You don't need it. And what all the manufacturers had to do was dumb down their computers over the last few years. So
for guys like me.
they dumb them down. I mean, they put lower speed processors in them. and things like that, so to keep the cost down, because to sell a computer over the last few years, you know, they had to make the price right, because, you know,
and plus you have more information today too to add on to that.
You do, and there's cloud computing, so you got cloud storage.
And you said you had technicians that go out. Obviously, at the store, you're going to have experienced sales staff to be able to help people with whatever they need.
That's right. Every employee in every Refresh computer store is a technician. I have no clerks that work for me. They're all techs. So the first person you see when you walk in a Refresh computer store is going to be able to help you out with any kind of issue that you have, or, you know, to help you buy a computer. Now, for example, our Longwood store, you know, that store stocks about 400 to 500 computers at any one time.
Wow.
That's how many we go through.
Wow.
And, you know, and there's probably a good 40 or 50 laptops at any one time in there. And people used to ask me, well, why don't you have all these on your website? We used to. But, you know, we go through them way too fast. We can't put them on the website anymore. We have a couple specials on the website that you can actually go buy, and if you want to have it shipped somewhere, you can actually pay for that online and do that.
Now, what is the website? It's refreshcomputers.net. Refreshcomputers.net. And the phone number at the Longwood location is 407-478-8200. Just listen for the commercials during our show. We're starting them today. We're going to jazz them up, but you'll be hearing more about this. Before we go to the next break, I want you to tell me a little bit about Refresh Telecom.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one of your businesses.
That's right. Yeah, I started a telephone company 2 years ago. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I mean a legitimate FCC registered telephone company.
Ma, right? David?
Because I'm crazy. That's why.
Okay. I meant like Ma Bell. Ma Bell. Ma David.
I thought you said why David.
Ma David.
So I started Refresh Telecom a couple years ago when the internet speeds and the type of internet that you can get were fast enough to really make business class voice over IP work. Because voice over IP was a dirty word for years because it just, you know, it was just poor service, the quality. People think of Magic Jack and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and so when the speeds finally got affordable enough, they've been fast enough for probably about 5 or 6 years on standard, you know, ISPs, but not really affordable enough until a few years ago. So now you can get a nice, fast internet through one of the cable providers, for example. And that's all we need to get you a nice business class voice over IP phone service and phone system. Now, my background is I worked for Nortel Networks for, you know, and subsidiaries of Nortel
and
for
Nortel
like 20 years.
And Nortel was an offshoot of AT&T, I believe, when they did.
Way back. Yeah, you know, Nortel Networks.
That was like the research division, wasn't it?
It was. Well, there was in Canada, there was, well, in the United States, it was Western Electric, which was the manufacturing arm of AT&T years ago.
Yeah.
In Canada, there was Bell Telecom, or I'm sorry, Bell Canada was the name of the company. Bell Canada was the AT&T of Canada. The manufacturing arm of Bell Canada was Northern Electric. Northern Electric Company turned into Northern Telecom, so that's sort of how that kind of worked out.
Now, people can save a lot of money this way, can't they?
Oh, yeah. We save businesses 70% off their phone bill.
70%.
And they get all kinds of features. If you can imagine how a call can flow, we can do it.
Is that right? And this is Refresh Telecom.
That's right.
Now, this is a different website.
It is, refreshtelecom.com. This is refreshtelecom.com.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
And so this would be for any business, any size business?
Any size business.
What about a personal home phone?
We can do home phone service as well.
Wow.
Yeah, we do a lot of businesses. Well, you know, they have home-based offices.
Sure.
And so we'll do that there. You have to have the right internet speed. We'll go out and for a home or a business, we'll give a free site survey. We'll go out and make
sure if they can do it.
That's right.
What it involves, that sort of thing.
Yeah. For example, if you have DSL service, you can't have Refresh Telecom.
Okay.
I mean, DSL is touted as a high speed internet because that's about as high as these companies that give DSL can go.
Yeah.
Because it's on twisted pair of copper wire, and I don't want to get all technical on it, but it's just not good enough.
But you'll come out for free and tell a business or a homeowner if they can be a Refresh Telecom customer.
That's absolutely
and
true.
Save 70%
off their phone bill.
That is extraordinary, as is Refresh Computers and Refresh Telecom. Okay, that's David Levitt, and as I say, folks, he's a great new sponsor of our show. We very much appreciate him being here, and as I said before, we try to get sponsors that we think that our audience would like to, you know, take in their business. We'll be right back.
is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart for SoundbiteRx.com. Today I want to give you a quick rundown of many of the new stories on Soundbite today, and then I want to focus on one in particular. Today, for instance, you'll find a story on the Keystone Pipeline, how it's just another political decision. No surprise there. You'll also find an article from the Huffington Post hiding Obamacare problems. You'll find an article about global cooling. Yeah, I said global cooling, not global warming. It's back to global cooling again. And then you'll find an article about David Axelrod talking about Republicans being more emotionally involved in the next election, which is bad news for Democrats. And there's this, Maureen Scott on Obama. She tells it like it is. You'll find all those stories at SoundbiteRx.com today, brand new today, as well as this story here, which I'm sure a lot of you folks are going to be interested in because it's about the Benghazi Terrorist Act. This story comes from the UK, and it tells it's a group of independent citizens. It's called the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. This was a self-selected group of former top military officers, CIA insiders, and people from different think tanks. They got together. They did some research on what actually went on in Benghazi, and it's startling. Their conclusion is what led to Benghazi, the decisions that led to Benghazi Terrorist Act, actually were set in motion months before when the administration allowed the terrorist to be armed with some $500 million worth of sophisticated weaponry. The United States did not supply this. The United Arab Emirates did. However, it was with the United States' blessing. And what this article points out is what happened in Libya was a change in our allies. We went from actually being allied with Muammar Gaddafi, who was helping us in the fight on terrorism, to being allied with the terrorists themselves. And how did they thank us? They killed Christopher Stevens, our ambassador, and three other brave Americans. Thank you very much, State Department and Obama administration. Please, folks, go to SoundbiteRx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
This is Patricia Summerlin. When I'm in Central Florida, I like to snuggle with three sexy humps. Christopher Hart, Nostradamus, and Lair Adams. Ooh, the American adversaries, these guys, stimulate my brain.
We're going to have to get Sonny to add David Levitt to the list there.
Yeah, please.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer, coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And don't forget to help out my friend Dr. James E. Hardy over at Mercury Free Dentistry, 407-678-3399. We appreciate him being a sponsor as well. And as I told you in the first half of the show, David Levitt's our brand new sponsor of our show, and we really appreciate him. And today we've gone over a couple of his businesses, Refresh Computers and Refresh Telecom, and both of these businesses can save you a ton of bucks. If you're in the market for a computer or want to help someone else find a computer, Refresh Computers is the place to go. And you can save some money on your telephone bill as well by going to Refresh Telecom. And David, during the break, I got a text from our friend Grant Malloy, and former Seminole County Commissioner, and he's one of the ones, along with you, heading up this fight against the Seminole County sales tax increase. And he was wondering if you could pass some of those savings on to Seminole County. In other words, for instance, can they go to you for Refresh Telecom and maybe not have to pass his sales tax?
Yeah. Well, they could certainly use a lesson in, you know, how not to spend money so they don't have to raise our taxes again.
Well, one of the fascinating things is they got tons of money. They got over $200 million.
In reserves.
In reserves. And they want more? Now, you were at an event this morning where you debated one of the commissioners. Who was it and what happened?
I debated Commissioner Horan this morning.
That's John Horan.
John Horan, correct.
And he is all five of the Seminole County commissioners are, quote-unquote, Republicans. Horan is, too. How did it go?
Well, I just had a blast. I want to tell you, I took the poster that everybody got in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a poster.
Yeah, Lair got one. Yeah,
that most Seminole County residents probably got by now. If you're, you know, a registered voter,
my mom did too.
You certainly got one.
And it's one of these big things.
Oh, it's nice. I mean, it's color, two-sided, thick paper. I mean, it's
and
no
it's
cheap
friendly.
Thing.
And you can't just ignore it because you can't help but notice it. It's so huge.
Huge, yeah.
And so I can't imagine the money, the taxpayer dollars that was spent
just
sending this poster out to everybody.
Right.
You know, to tell people. And again, you know, our commissioners are supposed to be transparent. Right? The county's not supposed to be telling people which way to go, you know, one way or the other.
Well, just by the very fact that this election itself costs, what, $500,000? Because it's a special election that they could have waited on?
They could have waited on.
Look at the money they spent on this.
They use the excuse that the school system, they had to do it in time for the school system's budget, which starts July 1st.
Okay. Which the school doesn't need.
And by the way, which they just raised the millage on the property tax to take care of the school budgets.
Anyway.
And they're flush.
Which, by the way, they're promising not to do if they get the penny sales tax. I mean, this is just so convoluted.
It is. Well, think about it this way, too, Chris. I mean, if they really had foresight and proper planning,
yeah,
they would have set this up last year so we could vote on it now.
Sure.
So we could have voted on it in November.
Well,
you know what I mean? So that tells you another story.
Well,
so why didn't they do it last year so we can vote on it last November?
When we've talked about this on the show, the reason why they didn't do it last November, the reason why they're not doing it this August in the primary election or November is because they know it'll fail.
Yeah.
That the only way that they know that they'll have a chance to pass this is to have a special election where the voter turnout is extremely low.
That's right.
Unfortunately for them, the motivated people are the ones who are against this tax.
That's true. And the thing is, and this again, this poster, I want to go back to this poster real quick. You know, like the first item, you know, how they stretch the facts. The name of the poster is Know the Facts on the 1 Cent Tax. But they don't tell all the facts. The problem is they only tell it's like half-truths.
Half-truths.
Of course.
And so, you know, it's typical.
It's a sales pitch.
So, but, you know, how does this read? 60% of Seminole County voters approved it in 1991. That, to me, sounds like that 60% of the voters approved it. Does that sound like that to you? But that's not what happened.
No.
What happened was only 20% of the voters showed up.
Right.
Only 20% of registered voters showed up. Of those 20%, 60%.
Right.
So it's not like 60% of the voter population approved this, but they certainly make it read that way.
But that's why they want the special election. They're hoping for the same thing this
exactly.
time. I think the politics are different this time, but their strategy worked before. It could work again.
And David, too, I got to tell you, to me, one of the problems with this is the exact same problem I see with Obamacare. The timing was rotten. It's
awful.
We're not booming financially in this country.
Not.
No businesses, no counties are
Seminole
booming.
Seminole County's booming. They got $200 million.
Businesses aren't booming,
well,
and that's
yeah.
the wrong time to stick people with more tax.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I attended 5 of the 7 cities in Seminole County. I attended 5 of their commissioner meetings when they announced their CAFR report, which is the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Right.
Basically, it's the fiscal, how well they did.
The balance sheet, more or less.
Basically,
yeah.
And I got online the other 2 cities. Now, out of all 7 cities, you want to guess how many do not have a really nice surplus right now?
Probably none of them.
None of them. None of them. You're correct. So not only does the county have a huge surplus, the other benefactor of this tax, which are all 7 cities, they all have their huge surpluses also.
Yeah.
And folks, you can go online. Just go online to any one of the city's websites. And that report is right there on the website. Open it up and you can see the millions of dollars that they have in reserves that they can't spend for what reason? So they can raise the taxes.
Hundreds of millions in reserves. I want to bring Nostradinus in because he's a resident of Seminole County as well. Nostradinus, were you here in 91? Were you one of that 60% of the 20% who voted for this tax back then?
I was one of the 90% who used to live in New York who now lives up there back then.
That's right. You were up there on Long Island working at NBC downtown at what is that? 30 Rock.
30 Rock, baby.
That's right. Yeah, man.
You know what the Seminole County could do? They could do what the state of Indiana recently did.
Which is?
Indiana just got their house in order, started spending things the right way, and ended up with a surplus. Do you know what they did? They cut checks back to every taxpayer in the state because they had so much money left over. And then they reduced taxes a little bit.
Sounds like a libertarian idea to me, doesn't it, David?
Because
certainly
it's
not a Republican idea.
That could never work.
That's a good idea, though.
Absolutely, it's a good idea.
That is, by the way, a Republican governor of Indiana who truly knows his conservative roots, if you will. This is a convoluted tax trying to, you know, be rammed down the Seminole County. And most, you know, until they got this flyer, I would imagine most Seminole County residents didn't even know about this.
Well, you know, Chris, we attend so many events, our group, you know, we are throughout the whole county.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're at train station grand openings, you know, Sunrail grand openings. We're at the City of Longwood election when they had their special elections. So we're out there informing voters and people.
Yeah.
About the tax, and you're right. I mean, most of the people we talk to have no clue at all that there's a special election coming up May 20th.
Let me just interject this, and I know you have something to say, Larry, but that's one of the things I appreciate about libertarians is they're active. They actually get out and get involved in the political process.
We have a group of people that are just doing that every day for the citizens, you know. And one of the things I do want to say, you know, from a libertarian standpoint is the fact that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, libertarians, they don't want any tax, you know, they don't want any government. No, we realize
that's not true. Yeah,
that's not true. We realize that, you know, there's some government is needed and is required,
right.
But limited government. You know,
right.
Much like conservative Republicans think.
Right.
Much like that.
The libertarian mantra is the least government is the best government.
Absolutely, because the more money you give them. So if this tax passes, what will happen in Seminole County? The government will grow.
And the thing I've mentioned, too, before, David, is that you have several, in Seminole County, you have several corporations that deal in high-ticket, big-ticket items.
Right.
And people do pay attention to that. When you're talking about $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, we have boat companies, you have car companies.
Yeah, think of the luxury cars dealers.
That's, right. That's a huge savings to go to Seminole County to purchase that thing.
If you don't
go there, you lose all of it.
Look at all the new dealerships that opened up on Reinhardt Road right off of I-4. Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think they located there in Seminole County right off of I-4? Come on. Now.
Because of the tax structure, their cars could be lower priced than cars in the surrounding counties.
That's right.
Who have a higher sales tax. Now, Seminole County will have the highest sales tax in the area should
That's
this
right.
Increase pass.
So that's one of the things on this poster that they mailed out. You know, they're bragging that, you know, unlike Orange, Lake, Volusia, and Osceola County, Seminole County doesn't currently impose an additional local option tax, and they have the lowest tax rate in the five county region. That's a great thing. Just leave it that way.
Don't spoil it. That's the whole idea.
That's what we want. Look, Verizon, right?
Yeah.
Verizon just came to town. If you work at Verizon, listen to this. You know, Seminole County, these leaders in Seminole County coaxed you into opening up a facility here, and we're really glad that you're here. 1,000 employees, new employees in the county.
Good paying jobs.
Good paying jobs right here. And I happened to be at a meeting in Seminole County when the representatives from Verizon were discussing the two main reasons why they decide to locate in Seminole County. You know what they are? The number one reason was schools.
Yep.
We have really great schools here, and we do have great schools
That's
in Seminole
true.
County.
Yep.
The second reason, low tax rate.
Yep, tax. Yep.
And so what do? We coax them here. We give them some breaks, and we slap them in the face.
Was it you who was telling me that one of the commissioners was complaining that they spend the least amount of money on students in schools?
Yeah.
And you're saying you should be bragging about that, you idiot. I mean, you have some of the best schools. People come from all over the place to go to Seminole County schools, and you're complaining that you don't spend as much money as someone else?
Well, yeah, true. I mean,
why not be proud of the results, right?
That's exactly right. I actually got him. He was bragging that it was number 66 out of 67 counties.
In the amount of money spent per student.
Well, out of the amount of money that's given to the county.
I see.
Outside of the tax base.
In other words,
coming from the state, coming from the federal government,
right.
they get the least amount for whatever reason.
So he could have been bragging that they do the most with the least.
That's right.
Instead, he was complaining that they're not getting enough. All right.
Is that kind of one of those things, Chris, where the cities that have the toughest gun laws have the highest crime?
We're going to talk about some
that's a conundrum.
An interesting new gun law when we come back from the break with Nostra Dennis.
Oh, we've been talking for so long here about a great sponsor, and that's Roxy Pacific's, folks. You know, it's the best thing in the world for any type of skin problem, but even more than that, throat problems, I use it for eyes. People spray it in their eyes, scalp, whatever. And it's interesting. Now a doctor at Kaiser is claiming that the folks that produce Roxy Pacific should take it to Dr. Oz, and he declares it a brilliant discovery. It's the most amazing thing. It is pure kelp water, nothing else added. No preservatives, no nothing. It's total kelp water. It is the best thing for any kind of skin problem whatsoever, whether it's jellyfish sting, just mosquito bites, to rash or seborrhea or psoriasis. This is the phone number, 619-654-4829. Again, 619-654-4829, RoxyPacifics.net.
Welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer, Christopher Hart, Lair Adams, and David Levitt here in the studio with you today. And David's going to be joining us on a regular basis, you know, to pitch in with a conversation around here. So we'll have a whole new perspective, and I'm looking forward to that. But we also have Nostradinus, who's got his perspective that we value so very highly. And he's got a great news, great story coming out of Georgia. But before we get to that, Nostradinus, did you know, we were talking the other day, you and I, about the success of these religious movies over the weekend, in particular, Heaven Is For Real and God Is Not Dead. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, there was one we missed, a religious movie that we missed that did very, very well in the ratings on ABC as it went up against the UFC fights over at the arena. Moses with Charlton Heston won the ratings war that night, and in particular, it ranked first with the 18 to 49 age group. A lot of people have probably never seen that movie before.
You talk about
my mom was watching it.
The original, yeah, with Charlton Heston. Yeah.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun,
great
dun,
movie.
Dun.
Great movie.
One of the best movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Edward G. Robinson. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It is. It's a little miscast.
The characters in that, you just can't beat them.
Vincent Price even was in it.
Yeah. Of course, Ben-Hur is my favorite. But, all right, Nostradinus, what happened in Georgia?
Yeah, in Georgia, their governor, Nathan Deal. I guess his nickname up there is Big. Governor Big Deal passed an act called the Safe Carry Protection Act, officially known as HB 60. What this does is it greatly expands where Georgians and licensed gun owners from across the U.S. can carry firearms within state lines. What it does is it allows you to carry a firearm, if you have a carry permit, in places where liquor is served, like bars and restaurants that previously had been off limits. It allows you to carry a gun into church if the church posts a sign saying that they will allow it. Conversely, if a restaurant and a bar doesn't want you carrying a gun in there, they must post a sign saying, don't carry a gun in here.
Fair enough.
It also allows guns to be carried in certain non-secure areas of airports, which is kind of ironic because Atlanta's airport was ranked number one nationally in the number of guns confiscated last year.
That's, I believe, still the busiest airport in the world, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And I believe you'll be able to carry these guns into some government buildings as well.
You can. It doesn't say here whether you can carry them into the courtroom. I would guess you can't, since they got the metal detectors out front.
They probably have the signs.
You're going to county clerk.
Yeah.
You're going into a DMV office. Just standard normal things like that. You will be allowed to bring your gun in.
Yeah, and there's some interesting side notes about this law. For one, it was going to allow people with guns to carry them on college campuses, but that evidently was left out of the law so that it could be passed. It was passed through the legislature, and it was signed by a Republican Governor Deal, but it was also supported by a Democrat who is running for governor. Right, Dennis?
That'd be Jay Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter. Grandson Jason. Running for governor, wants to be the new governor, says this is a good idea.
He'll work for peanuts.
I think they're libertarians, though, Chris.
You think so?
It sounds like it.
Well, how do you feel about that? I mean,
that's great. He's great news.
Obviously, you're big on the the constitutional rights.
Yeah, sure.
So it is great news, and hopefully, other states will follow suit.
More guns, less crime.
Yeah, but the interesting to me part is Jason Carter. Yeah, you know, he's a Democrat. He's from the Jimmy Carter mold. But I saw a couple of clips of him this morning, and he was pretty adamantly for this bill. He wasn't being wishy-washy at all. Dennis,
now get this loophole, guys. I got to read you this.
Okay.
Even if you meet the legal requirements to own and carry a gun, the licensee authority, which would be the county probate judge, can decide that anyone is, quote, not of good moral character and can deny their right to carry a weapon.
Whoops.
You can appeal that. But if you appeal it,
you will appear at a hearing before the same judge.
Now that part,
strike
what's
the
libertarian moral? How do you describe moral?
Yeah, that,
right. Where's the yardstick?
That's a no wonder Jason Carter was for it. Now I see the whole picture. Now, okay, all right. Good work, Dennis. Thanks. Thanks for getting us the whole picture on that. And also. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought for a second. I'm looking at the clock. We're very short on time, Dennis. Real quickly, as we go out of here, yesterday on SoundbiteRx.com, I talked about a story on Soundbite where President Obama was at a community college in Pennsylvania, and he got a cold reception there. And then I got an email from someone, and you have the story.
Yes, Michelle Obama is going to be speaking at a high school in Topeka, Kansas. And many of the people there are not happy. And really, it doesn't have a lot to do with politics. They're renting an 8,000-seat arena for 5 combined schools' graduations, and a lot of parents are upset that they're being told they can't get as many tickets to the ceremony as they were promised. Some of them are having people come in from out of town, can't get all the tickets. They also are unhappy that their kids' big day is going to be overshadowed by an appearance by the First Lady.
Yeah, sounds like some worldly complaints to me.
Yeah, that's thoughtless, on the First Lady, actually, because it is a big day for these kids. I mean, come on, that's their day. Yeah. That's a community event, by the way.
It'd be interesting to find out who set this up, whether it was the White House or whether the school did this.
Yeah, well, obviously it was done without any sensitivity, which is typical of this White House, and I must say of the First Lady, the way she spends so lavishly while most of the nation is really suffering financially.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah. All right, Nostra Dennis, we're going to be eating Positano in a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's a little salmon in my future.
Would that be a fish cake?
There you go. All right, we'll see you shortly. David Levitt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
Thanks for being a part of the American Adversaries team.
Bye. You know, we'll be back tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, folks. We'll see you then.
Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer.